League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Joining us, it's Ryan Brecklin from Good Bottle Auctions and Nest Egg Auctions. He's an expert appraiser. Every couple times a year, he comes in, and we're so thankful. He takes all the items that you have submitted at our website, and he takes a look, and he tells you what they're worth. All right, Ryan, what do we have today?
Darlene sent in an email with a bunch of photographs, and these are all what you would commonly call costume jewelry. You know, the kind of thing that your great-grandmother wore.
Mm-hmm.
Big dangly owls, crazy beads made out of plastic, a not gold chain. I love costume jewelry because it's one of the most deceiving categories out there. It's possible to pick up grandma's jewelry box and pull out the plastic pieces and pull out the pieces that are made of copper or nickel or zinc, but miss the fact that there's gold, diamonds, and fine jewelry in there.
Real money.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, when my mother-in-law passed away and I was going through all like her things, I remember holding it and looking at like the boxes of it and not having a clue. And I just like, I'm going to put this back in the box for now. Yeah. It's true, because you don't know what's worth it and what's made with it. How do you tell the difference?
Honestly, I would suggest that if you have a box of family jewelry, you should find a trusted professional. Someone who can determine real gold from fake gold.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who can tell you if that's a diamond or not a diamond.
And you might find like ivory pieces and stuff like that in there too, like all sorts of different things.
Something that's not commonly known and even isn't outside of the jewelry business, is that a colored gemstone can be worth more than a diamond. So you could be looking at a stone that's actually from Sri Lanka in the 1920s and is worth $100,000 and think it's costume jewelry or not understand where it came from or the origins of it.
Wow.
Because you think it looks junky. You think it looks
or
like
it looks
trash.
Too good to be true.
Technology's come a long way. Like, I have a scanner where I use an XRF technology to determine the purity of the gold. I have a diamond tester. I can look through the basics of gemstones, but I've also been doing it for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So finding that person who's near you that you trust, that can tell you the truth of what you have and either pay you fairly or direct you how to sell it is crucial to what you're doing. Don't make a mistake and give it to Goodwill. Don't put it out at a tag sale.
Yeah.
Because even though Darlene's
pieces...
Don't
go to the pawn shop.
Yeah. Right. I can tell that she has pieces in the $5 to $15 range, but there's also costume jewelry that's so rare and so collectible, they can bring $5 and $10,000.
So what do you do? So you have to just bring it to somebody that knows their stuff to really be able to determine what it's worth.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Find a professional that you trust.
One last question about jewelry in general. Investment pieces that you buy, are there certain brands or types of jewelry that you should be looking for that will keep their value?
Absolutely. That's a fantastic question. The best jewelry that sells for the most money when it comes back to auction, you know, has the best names on it. So Tiffany, Cartier, Van Cleef, any of the big designers, I don't know if you know Denise Roberge, like those names are huge. And there's always a demand to go back for those. They're worth more than, let's say, the gold or the gemstones that are in them.
So, like, I know the Love Bracelet by Cartier is so popular. Everybody wants
iconic.
One of those. And it just keeps adding value. Like, it just keeps getting more expensive as the years go by. Is that the same with Rolexes? Or are they still the watches that you want to buy and invest in long term?
Yeah, absolutely. Rolex has never gone down. They just trade based on condition or rarity and things like that. But In some ways, I would say that luxury watches, men's luxury watches, and high-end designer jewelry are better than cash in your savings account.
Wow.
All right. You can find Ryan at nesteggauctions.com and goodbottleauctions.com. We'll have more with him coming up in a little bit.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Ryan Brecklin is here from Good Bottle Auctions and Nest Egg Auctions. He's an expert appraiser. And over the last couple weeks, we've been asking you to send photos and information on things you have around the house. Maybe you inherited it. Maybe you found it in your basement when you bought your home. And you're just wondering, what is this and what it's worth? All right, Ryan, what's up next?
Joshua sent us a picture of a 1930s Art Deco parking meter.
Okay.
Think of the design of the Empire State Building. You know, when you see that, that's Art Deco. That's that iconic design.
Yeah.
And that got mirrored in regular everyday objects, including parking meters.
What? That's crazy.
So that's those subtle cues you get when you're watching a period movie. And you see a parking meter, you're like, that looks nothing like what I would see today. And that, that lets you know, like, what time period you're in.
Mm-hmm.
These designs and these eras are collectible. Some people only like things from the Art Deco era, 1920s, 1930s, that sort of thing. It's green. It's mechanical. It's got the flags that pop up. It takes coins. And it was standing on a post, you know, right there next to a parking spot.
It's a parking meter, Raven.
Mm-hmm. So something like this isn't rare, right? They had lots of parking meters because the more parking meters they had, the more money they could bring in. But when they got decommissioned, people saved them and they collected them and then put them on the shelf and enjoy them. And this particular one is anywhere in the 200 to 400 range.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's not worth a ton, but it's still got some value to it.
Yeah, you it's think interesting.
It's actually better, I think, as a decoration in your home and a cool piece than it is something that you would want to sell, right?
Yeah, I would just enjoy it and look at it, maybe put it on a Art Deco piece of furniture.
Yeah, okay. I mean, decoration. Maybe I put it at the front door. You don't get in unless you put the coins in.
In general, when it comes to parking meters, I guess that they're not worth a whole lot of money. But how about, and I see a lot of these, like whenever I go to flea markets and things like that, old telephones and then the booths, telephone booths. The old ones where you put the quarter in, where you never see them anymore, the payphones.
Yeah,
like are those worth anything anymore?
There were a lot of them out there. They got decommissioned and sold off for scrap and salvage. So yeah, there are a lot of payphones out there. They're sort of interesting. There are telephone collectors. They don't have a lot of room at a certain point because the payphones take up a lot of space, and phone booths take up even more. The other challenge is moving them. So the point was they didn't want the phone booth stolen, so it was heavy and hard to move. You know, some of them are made of oak and some of them are aluminum, or, you know, they always seem to get vandalized too. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. It's like the ATM anchor of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So yeah, they're worth something, but a few hundred bucks.
So if you have one in your basement, you should probably just get rid of it.
But, or you could turn it into a time machine and be most excellent.
Yeah.
Correct me though, right? So the plastic ones and the different colored ones, if they're in really good shape, I mean, basically for what you invested or what you paid before, if you still have those can be worth something.
Oh, you're talking about like the old Western Union desk telephone.
Yeah, the red one, the green one, whatever.
I have one of those, black one. I just think it's cool. I don't think it's worth anything.
I have more fun asking a teenager to use it with the rotary.
Oh, yeah,
dial.
They have no idea. Yeah. The rotary, my daughter has no clue.
Call 911. What?
What? And it also takes you 20 minutes because the 9 is so far down by the time you bring it around the rotary. Gosh. But I bought it at the antique shop. It was like $20. They're not anything, right?
That's about what it's worth, you know? There are some rare colors. In fact, rare variations of seafoam green for some reason are worth a few $100.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah. We're going to have more with Ryan, and you can always find him online at goodbottleauctions.com and nesteggauctions.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.